Hey there, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of That's How We Roll, a podcast where I talk with motivating and inspiring women who are professionals, entrepreneurs, organization leaders, artists, and so much more. Today's guest is Ina Kovny. Ina is a six-figure entrepreneur and business coach and host of the Global Phenomenon Podcast, a podcast for online entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. She helps up-and-coming online coaches monetize their tiny audience organically. Her mission is to help others do the same. Her motto is to stop living paycheck to paycheck and design a rich and abundant life with one purpose, to help others become the next global phenomenon. I'm not sure if this podcast can sustain her energy, but let's try and let's talk and welcome Ina Kovny.
Thank you so much for that great introduction. I don't know if you can sustain it, but we're going to have to contain it. At least keep it in here. Thank you so much. That was a lovely introduction. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you. And it's so wonderful to have you here. Tell us a little bit about Ina and what you do.
Sure. So I am a business coach, and I specialize in monetizing tiny audiences. So if you think about everybody who goes and starts promoting themselves on social media, like if you're thinking of people who are in the entertainment industry, right? Like actors, people like yourself, voice talent, who want to put themselves out there, but they think, wait a minute, what I need is the really large audience, right? What I need is just start to get on TikTok and just like blow up my audience. That's where the riches are. Well, me as a small audience entrepreneur, I can tell you that if you're looking to monetize, it's really about who you're creating relationships with rather than how many people are following you. So the same applies to online coaches who are my audience, the people that I talk to every day. They have the same fears and the same concerns. They think, I just need to blow up on social media. I just need to go viral. And I'm here to tell them, no, you want to make money. It's all about those relationships. You can do it even if you have a small audience. So that's what I do.
That's excellent. It's not about the size of the audience. It's the quality of time that you spend with the audience that you currently have. That's basically what you're saying, right?
Yeah, the quality of the people that you're interacting with. Because Avis, if you were online and your people are other voice actors, if your people are bookers for voice actors, I promise you, you're going to have no problem finding voice acting jobs. The problem comes, and it doesn't matter how big that audience is. It could be 100 people, but if it's all the right people, you are in the right community. So the problem begins when you start to really, and not, I'm not talking about you, Avis, but like we as humans online, we start to get in our head thinking that we have to be popular, that we see other people getting millions of views on TikTok, and then we feel bad about ourselves, which affects the way that we show up. It affects how we see our online presence and what the next steps we're going to take are, right? So it's really important that we really stick to quality versus the quantity.
That's a great thing to think about when we're doing this. How did you realize that, because you have this amazing journey that you're on and you're doing so many things, how did you realize that, I have something here and I want to do this with my business? How did you start doing that? How did you come to that realization?
Thank you so much for asking that, because I was not born thinking, let's help people monetize tiny audiences. Like I am a human being like everybody else. And when I came to the online world after quitting my job, I was 15 years in corporate. I was a project manager for software projects in corporate. When I decided to quit my job and do my own thing, my first thought went to, okay, so now I need a large audience. That was my first thought. It's like, okay, so how do I get a product out there into enough hands so that I can just live off of whatever people buy when I'm sleeping and then live a life like it's a perpetual vacation, right? Because that's what you see online. So I'm a human like everybody else. I saw that dream, that passive income dream, and I wanted to go after it, right? So I quit my job and I got myself a business coach. And the first thing she told me is that, hey, you need to go talk to people and help people and, you know, let's get you money that way. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. No. I'm clearly smarter than you are, right? And all I need to do is just create an online course. I'm going to dump my brain into an online course. Everybody's going to buy it. And I'm going to live, you know, on the beach in the south coast of France, right? Like, that's going to be my life. I spent 6 months completely ignoring the advice of my business coach. And I created this online course that I had never vetted, that nobody wanted. Nobody had any idea what it was about. And I was doing launches that had nothing to do with this product. I mean, it was all over the place. So after I totally fell flat on my face, someone else got in my ear and told me, maybe you should start actually helping people. And I'm like, maybe I need to. Maybe I just have to go and help people. So I got myself into more coaching, and I got to learn a little bit more about what coaching was really like and what this is. And the way that I define coaching is, if you're an adult teaching another adult how to do something, you are a coach. You can call yourself whatever you want. You can be a strategist. You can be a consultant. You can do whatever you want with the name. But that's how I define a coach, somebody who's a grown-up teaching another grown-up how to do something. And so when I started into online coaching, I just started playing with what is it that I can do. And truth is, I kept thinking I need to grow my audience, but my audience wasn't growing. I thought I was doing all the right things. I was signing up for all the programs. I was signing up for all the coaches. And here's the deal. We see all of these very glitzy programs, right? They're going to teach you how to blow up on TikTok. They're going to teach you how to blow up on YouTube. Like, that's the online presence you need to have. And if you buy this course, you're going to get 1 million downloads, right? I bought those courses, and it might work. Let's say, and I'm just throwing a number out there, let's say that 20% of the people who sign up for the course actually get some results, right? But what happens to the 80% of us that maybe we are just too bright-eyed, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we don't stick with one thing for too long because we call ourselves multi-passionate, right? We can't just stick to one thing all the time. So maybe following through with a single idea is just not in our blood. So I kept changing my mind about my niche. I kept changing my mind about what clients I wanted to have. And so because I wasn't sticking to one particular thing, nothing was really growing. But then years later, I had already reached a six-figure mark in my business with the business ideas that I had put out there. And my audience was still not big. To this day, at the time of this recording, I still don't have 1,000 followers on any platform, but I'm a six-figure entrepreneur. So how does that happen? And it wasn't until this past year that I decided to just hone in on that, like zoom in on that and say, okay, Ina, then how did you do it? If everybody else out there is trying to grow their audience, they're not succeeding in growing the audience, but they're still not getting clients, right? How can I help them realize that, you know what, just give up. Just don't do that anymore. Just stop growing your audience. The audience will come. There's a time and place for growing your audience, but right now it's not it. So don't spend the next year continuing to try and fall flat on your face. What if we just prioritized getting you work, getting you clients, getting money in the bank? What if we did that? And that's when everything just kind of fell into place for me. Because I'm like, now I know how I can help people, and I have the story to back it up. So I guess to distill this whole thing, I really don't believe that you come up with exactly what you want to do or what you need to do or what you have for people until you start doing something. This is something that just manifested itself to me, something that spoke to me, that told me, Ina, look at the past 3 years. What have you excelled at? I'm like, well, I have been getting clients regardless. Okay, then let's teach people how to do that. That's really how it happened for me.
And it goes back to what you were saying about the quality of the people that are in your audience currently. And you have to prioritize your business. You can't make your followers or the reach, you can't make that your priority, because then you lose sight of the business. And it's more important to grow the business. And that's what you did. You focused on your business, and you know that everything else will come.
Exactly. And I love it that you really put it that way, because that was true. And something that I do right now that it really, it's not like I go around recommending that people do this, because really it's a waste of time. It doesn't really help you any. But I'm going to tell you something that I do that makes me feel really good and gives me the right data. And that is that in my Instagram account, which is Your Engagement Coach, in that Instagram account, which, by the way, I just started brand new 7 months ago. Okay. I just decided to just quit my old account and just start fresh because of this thing that I'm telling you, because I needed the quality to be dense. I needed to know that when I look at my audience, it's dense with real people who resonate with my message. So how can I make sure of that if I'm just throwing spaghetti at the wall and just trying to grow it in whatever, by whatever means possible? I can't. So you know what I did? When I started my account from scratch, I made it a point to go in there every single week, analyze the people who had just joined for the past week, and delete, remove, block anyone who didn't appear to be a real person, who was I needed them to be an entrepreneur, right? Although sometimes I leave, if they look like a real person, but they don't have an entrepreneurial profile, I will leave them be. So I'm like, hey, this could be someone who's considering maybe making the leap from their 9 to 5. So I will leave them there. If you look like a real person, you will stay. If you are a man, like a weird dude looking for love, like, I'm sorry, you're not going to find it here. So I'm going to remove you. Right. So I do that every single week, remove people from my account. So when I look at that, the fact that I have 850 followers, I know that every single one of them could be an amazing client, a collaboration, a mentor, someone that I would want to talk to. And that's not something that, again, that I recommend to everybody. I don't think that it helps you. The algorithm doesn't change because you have removed people. In fact, if you do it too fast, too quickly on Instagram, Instagram may block you because it may detect it as a spammy activity. So like, I don't recommend that people do this, but I want you to learn from what I'm about to tell you. Because I've been doing this since the beginning of my account, I can tell you right now, 30% of everybody who has hit follow on my profile has been bad accounts. Mm. It's bots. It's accounts that, you know, are like random people that you don't really want there. It's people that are not going to be any good to me either way. So think about it that way. If you've never done a cleanup on your account, just keep in mind that at least 30% of those don't count. So when you're calculating your conversion metrics, right? Let's say that you just did a whole campaign to sell something, or you did a whole campaign to try to get some voiceover work, and you know that you usually network with other voiceover actors, right? If you put it out there and say, hey, somebody send me some work, if you know that 30% means nothing, then don't tell yourself, well, but I have 500 people in there. How can 500 people ignore me? I'm like, no, you don't have 500 people. You probably have around 300-ish, right? So it's just something that you should just keep in mind so that you don't fool yourself with a vanity metric that may not mean anything.
Because a number obviously is just a number and it doesn't mean anything.
It really doesn't.
So let's take a little break and we'll be right back with more from Ina Coveney. If you have a business, then you need a website. What's the best way to get a website up and running? Choose a website hosting company that makes it simple, like Pear Networks. Pear has over 20 years of experience managing the entire digital ecosystem for thousands of online businesses all around the world. Pear makes it easy for you with do-it-yourself website building tools and features, including simple drag-and-drop page design. And they have guaranteed U.S.-based support technicians ready to help you whenever you need it. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Right now, when you sign up with Pear Networks, you'll receive 1 free month of web hosting. See for yourself how easy it is to build your website for free. Visit pear.com/free to get your first month of web hosting for free by using the code QUICKSTART. That's pear.com/free. Promo code QUICKSTART to get started today. We're back and we're speaking with Ina Coveney, entrepreneur, business coach, and the host of the Global Phenomenon podcast.
That was one tip that you gave. What are some other things that people trying to
Well, when you're trying to find your audience, so say that's the extreme, the example that you just gave. But what are some other things that people can do with their account maybe before they start removing people? Say everybody that is one of their followers is an actual person or a friend that they don't mind them being there. What are some other strategies in order to connect with people that actually may be able to help you?
Okay. Here's the deal with followers. Most people that I ask, and most people who are listening to this, if I were to ask them, do you believe that most of the people who follow you, right, that like new followers, right, the people who have followed you in the past week, do you believe that most of them are strangers? Like they have no idea who you are. You've never talked. You've never interacted. They're just complete strangers that came completely out of the blue. You have no idea where they came from. Yes or no? For the most part, most people say, yes, I don't know who these people are. Therefore, they are strangers. And this is where I would offer a reframe. I want to remind everybody that before somebody clicks on follow, their brain has to do a little bit of analysis to decide whether this account is worth following or not, which means that they actually knew who you were before they hit follow. It's not like Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn is randomly dropping followers into your followers list. They made the decision to follow you. So when you think about it that way, I encourage, just to prove my point, I encourage everyone to see as soon as somebody follows them, to reach back out and say, hey, thank you so much for the follow. How did you find me? Just ask. And you would be surprised at how many people found you because you had great content, right? Maybe they found you through a hashtag. Maybe they found you because somebody else tagged you on their post, right? So you came vetted by a common acquaintance. Maybe they saw you on a summit or they saw you speak somewhere. Maybe they saw one of your stories and they liked it and they started following. Maybe they saw one of your reels and they followed it. So you'd be surprised at how many people you've been dismissing, right, as strangers that, you know, I never want to talk to that person. I don't want to bother them. I don't want to seem spammy. I don't want to, no, we don't have a relationship, to realizing that, no, they're following you for a reason. So when you reach out and you ask them, really find out. Once you do that exercise, you start to convince yourself that people who follow you, they already know who you are, which means that is a great segue to have a conversation. So all you have to do is come up with great, organic, authentic, genuine ways to say hello. I was teaching a class to my people. I have a membership. It's called Get Clients First, because that's all we do. It's like we get clients first. We don't do anything else. We just get clients. And I was teaching them about this, about engagement. And I encouraged them to come up with a way to say hi. And I tried to put together scripts, right? I tried, but I really wanted to. I sat down, I'm like, okay, I'm going to write down 10 ways that people can say hi on a DM. And I couldn't for the life of me. I gave them like two, and then I struck them off the page and I said, forget about that. The only way that you can have a genuine conversation with someone if it really comes from a genuine place. So if somebody starts to follow me, I don't just say, hi, thanks for the follow. Where is that going to go?
Yeah.
Right? I can ask them a question. I can look at their feed and interact with their feed and be like, oh my God, I really like that. Oh my God, you live in France? Oh, that's great. Like going to France is one of my dreams. You are so lucky, right? It's the effect that I give some people. Like if you're standing behind someone in a Starbucks, on the Starbucks line, right? And suppose that I go and I tap that person on the shoulder and they turn around and I just kind of stare at them and say, hi. I don't expect that person to engage in conversation with me.
They may even call 911.
They may, you know, take a few steps forward to get as far away from me as possible. But if I tap someone new on the shoulder and they turn around and I tell them, I love your shoes. Where did you get them? What do you think that person is going to say? What would you do? Right? If somebody said that to me, oh my God, I love your shoes, I promise you, I am not going to turn around and say weirdo and ignore them. I'm not going to. my reaction is probably going to be, oh my God, I got them at Payless and they were only $25. I bet they still have them now. What size are you? Oh, I bet they have them right now. You should go right now, like right, like we're in the Starbucks, or like if you go turn left or right, like it's right there. That would be my normal reaction, because that's how normal social beings interact. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing online. Bring physical interactions to the online world and you'll see you'll be a lot more effective in creating conversations.
Yeah, that's a great analogy too. You just don't say hi. You engage, and then you end up having a longer conversation at times. And online, that's exactly what you want. You want that presence, because nobody's in person anymore.
Right.
Well, speaking of that, you know, so many people, even though people have had side hustles for a really long time, but over the past 2 years, people, when they were out of work or decided that now most people are working from home, they were like, now I really can focus on this side hustle, and I want to turn this side hustle into what my dream has been, into this small business. What is some advice that you can give, outside of your course, of course, that they can market their side hustle? Any advice or any ways that you can maybe help them?
I know that you're asking me about marketing, but I really feel like there's a really important step even before that. And without this step, no marketing you do is going to work. In fact, it's going to fizzle after a week and you're going to just give up. And that is that you have to have your mindset straight. And in the coaching world, in the online world, the word mindset is, you know, it's a buzzword everybody uses. You have to fix your mindset. You have to fix your mindset. But what I'm here to tell you is that you can't look at your side hustle and think of it as something that is temporary. You can't think of it as something that, well, let me see how it goes for the next couple of months. And if it doesn't take off, then I'll know that it wasn't for me. That is not the attitude of a winning offer. That is not the attitude of a winning side hustle. That is not the attitude of a business that is going to take off.
You are absolutely right. And it's so funny, because the question that I skipped by accident was, how important is the mindset?
Yeah.
And how you are thinking about your business and your creativity and the marketing. You are absolutely right.
Avis, I love being a strategist. I would love to come here and just tell you the 1, 2, 3, the entire strategy to promote your business in a successful way. But it's not going to help you without the mindset. So the way that I preach this is, you got to have a longevity goal. You got to know. And I actually just wrote an email to my audience about this, like a really heartfelt email letting them know that if you're not thinking long term, you're not going anywhere, and it is going to fail. It's just going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy of, well, I gave it 2 months and it didn't take off, so, you know, I just dropped it. That was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, if that's the mentality you came in with, I'm just going to tell you right now, going to just save yourself the money, the aggravation, the effort, the frustration, and just don't do it. Because with that mindset, it's just not going to work. The only way that this works is if you think to yourself, I am going to start here, start with this idea, right? Start with this marketing strategy, and I'm going to stick with it, and I'm going to evolve with it. It's okay to learn. I tell people all the time, it's okay to change your mind. It's okay to pivot. It's okay to try something new, okay? It's okay to take a break for a week so you can gather your energy again and then start over. It's okay to do all of that. What is not okay is to quit, or to expect to quit, or to give yourself a deadline for quitting. So you just start, and you just start going, and you learn from the best, and you listen to podcasts like yours, right? Inform yourself of what you're supposed to be doing and try it until your execution matches your level of knowledge. Because I feel like a lot of times we stop short. We know we should be doing more, but then we don't do it. And then we just start dropping thousands of dollars on somebody that I think is going to help me, but then they don't. And then I'm in debt. And like, that happens a lot more than you think. So stop thinking that you need anything else. Right now, all you need is yourself and what you know. So match your execution to your knowledge. And once you do that, once you realize like, okay, I have done everything I can and my business still needs this, that's when you go and invest in that thing. So if you right now are thinking like, I need clients, like I just need like people who are going to hire me, and I have done everything in my power to market myself, I've done everything I know how to do to market myself and to put myself out there, and it's still not working, that's when you need to get yourself some help. So that's my advice. If you want your side hustle to take off, it's not a side hustle. It's your new passion. It's your new devotion. You're going to stick it out until it works. And that could be years from now. And you're okay with that.
Where is your mind during this process? So you have to have that mindset that this is what I'm going to do. No matter how many times you fail, you just get up and change your clothes and go on to the next step.
Just keep going.
You are basically fertilizer for business. That's what I'm going to call you. You're just a fertilizer for businesses.
And you know, I've been called worse, Avis.
I know, you're like the manure. You're like the manure for the business.
Thank you. I'm going to put that on my website as a quote. She is the manure of business. He's going to go on my website, like really flashy.
Well, right. I guess now is a good time to tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Yes, sure. So I spend most of my time on Instagram at Your Engagement Coach. Regular spelling, no periods, no dashes, just Your Engagement Coach. If you find me through this podcast, send me a DM and tell me so. Tell me, I just heard your interview with Avis and it was awesome. And I'd be so happy to start making a connection with you. Start practicing that way. So let me know where you came from, but I'll see you on Instagram.
That's great. Obstacles are everywhere, but are there any particular obstacles that we need to overcome to put ourselves out there for better practices and engagement for our businesses or for marketing purposes? Once we have our mindset and everything is going in the right direction, what are some obstacles that we still may need to overcome?
My mindset is right. What are some obstacles? I am going to keep saying mindset is going to be your obstacle every day of your life. Like, even if like you believe me and you're like, you know what, Ina? I believe you. I have my mindset set for longevity. I'm not going to quit. This is it for me. And this is what I'm going to do. The biggest risk to failure is your mindset. Is I just want to tell you, like, things are going to go wrong, but that's not why things are going to fail. For example, and I'm thinking something very specific. Suppose that you do a webinar, right? You do some kind of campaign to bring attention to your services, and it falls flat. Right? You don't get any clients. Nobody was interested. That's not the reason. Like, because that thing didn't work, that's not the reason your business is going to fail. The reason your business is going to fail is because of what you tell yourself after that happened. So I remember when I had my first webinar, three people showed up. One was my former coworker who just wanted to be supportive of me. One was my cousin. And one was my cousin's friend, both living in Mexico, and I knew they were not going to be paying, in U.S. dollars for anything. I knew nobody was going to buy from me. And after I finished that webinar, nobody bought. In fact, I don't think I pitched. I got too chicken. I'm like, nobody's going to buy. This is embarrassing. I said, thank you so much for coming, and I closed it down. And the next day, I go and I talk to my business coach, and I just asked her, that was fun. What's next? That is what I want you to think. Every time something doesn't work, you wake up the next day and you say, okay, what's next? Should I make that better? Is there anything to salvage here? Or should I think of a completely different way? Should I go back and do more market research? Should I be talking to people who want my services and see what is it that they want? But that is going to be your permanent obstacle, is you telling yourself, well, this wasn't good enough. Well, I'm not good enough. Well, nobody wants this. What am I doing here? I should just go get a job. That is your biggest obstacle, and you have to surpass that obstacle every day, every week, and every month of your business.
Turn your obstacles into opportunities. A great way to think about this, I guess.
Yeah, you said it better than me. I'm here like, dude, you're going to be doing some negative self-talk to yourself. And you just got to like, prepare yourself for it. I guess that's my point, is expect it to happen. Don't think that you're unique. don't think that this is only happening to you because you are damaged. This is happening to everybody around you. But the only people who succeed are the people who move past it. So just be one of those people.
What words of wisdom can you offer to people that are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, creatives, people that are multi-passionate and multi-hyphenate? What words of wisdom do you have for us today?
Don't put your destiny in somebody else's hands. Don't wait for somebody else to hand you a job, for somebody else to discover you, for somebody else to find you. The best success stories, especially people in industry, in the entertainment industry, are people who have taken matters into their own hands and created their own opportunities, got themselves into the right networks, and eventually started helping out the bigger people who pulled them up. They were not waiting around for somebody to discover them. They discovered themselves and they put themselves out there. So that's what I recommend. Always be acting in your best interest. Hire yourself to do a project and then watch yourself thrive and give yourself whatever you need, your ice cream at the end of the week, your shopping spree at the end of the week, to continue to incentivize yourself, to continue to motivate yourself to keep going. But make yourself your own boss. Don't wait for somebody else to give you a handout.
Great advice. Do you have any workshops coming up that we can stay tuned for?
You can always find, I have one workshop that I teach, that and it's a webinar, it's a masterclass, that is how to get clients with a tiny audience. And you can just always go to tinyaudiencemasterclass.com to see if I'm offering it soon. Usually I offer it every couple of months, but if you go to that site, it will tell you where to go next. Okay, so tinyaudiencemasterclass.com.
Okay, so you heard it. So there's no need not to grow your business now. You've heard it, and she has left instructions. Ina is letting you know, I will help you grow. You can check her out. So please make sure that you like, subscribe, and share the podcast. And I'd love it if you leave a review on Apple and Spotify and follow me on social media. That's How We Roll on Instagram. And listen wherever you get your podcasts. And if you had an aha moment while listening to this podcast with Ina, send me a DM on Instagram. I want to know what sparked interest for you. Ina, thank you so much for being here. You are so energetic and vivacious and just so inspirational. You've inspired me.
Thank you so much for having me, Avis. It's really nice talking to you. I'm looking forward to meeting everybody on Instagram at Your Engagement Coach. And since you are on a podcasting app right now, you can just find my podcast where I do teachings every week. It's called The Global Phenomenon. And thank you so much, Avis, for this opportunity. It's been fun.
Thank you for coming. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen, checking out the podcast. Thank you for inviting me into your space. And until next time, I hope you will continue to thrive, grow, and be kind to yourselves and be kind to others.